It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. In 2015, a group of citizens armed with public information requests discovered some startling numbers. They simply counted the number of emails, letters, and phone logs that came in for or against a set of three bills that Republican leaders wanted to pass. They found that 6,215 comments came in against the bills. Only 312 comments were in favor. Yet, the bills passed. This is one of several stories from a piece Nicole Kai wrote for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And the piece is entitled, Wisconsin Residents See Democracy Decline, Reflecting National Discontent with Government. Nicole Kai joins us now. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So there are lots of stories that we have reported over the last few months that could be harbingers for the end of democracy. People think that their votes don't count because of gerrymandering. People are afraid that their votes will literally be miscounted or changed because of election security. But you have talked to people who actually have numbers to say, we give legislators overwhelming feedback and they simply don't listen to us. What gives here?
Yeah, so it was really important for me when I was doing this story to talk to average people who are concerned, who are politically active, or just regular citizens who follow what's going on in Wisconsin politics. And We the Relevant, which is the what you were talking about before, was one of the people who I talked to who actually took it upon themselves to track if citizens actually want the things that are being passed within the legislature. And she's one of two people or a couple people that I've talked to that have confirmed the same thing.
So are representatives listening to anybody? If they're not listening to their constituents who call them and say, no, don't vote for this bill, who are they listening to?
Yeah, so there are a couple of different perspectives on that, which I talk about in my story. It seems that a lot of citizens are seeing in Wisconsin that there is a shift in focus for who people are listening to, who are people in legislature are listening to. For instance, like Robert Rowley, who was someone who used to work for the DNR for a number of years, he said, and this is a concrete example of a government body that it is not responding to what citizens want, but he said while he was working there that he saw a shift in focus from even like in his studies for chronic waste disease and how it affects white deer. And we see recently that Scott Walker has also acknowledged that this is a problem.
From what I got from your piece, the DNR and got a lot of feedback from people who said we shouldn't be feeding deer. And and legislators said, yes, we're going to feed deer. And because of that, that's kind of my question here, because of that, the disease has spread a little more?
Yeah. So at the time, there was concern that chronic waste disease would be spread through allowing people to bait white deer tail. And it was passed that they would resume that for people. And then a recent study, I think like maybe 2 or 3 months ago, was released by UW-Madison that said that it was found in the soil and water around that population. So yeah.
So interesting, because the DNR does a really good job of going out and getting feedback, right?
Yeah, they do.
You cited a recent poll by the Bipartisan Democracy Project. What did this poll show?
So that poll showed that there is a shift in that people don't really believe the government works for them anymore. And that's shown in a couple other polls that are in my piece, that people in Wisconsin and people nationally, it was really important to get this in the national perspective, because we also wanted to see whether this is happening not just in Wisconsin, but all over the U.S.
And is it?
It seems so. It seems the numbers saying that with the polarization of people, even Republicans and Democrats across the board believe that big interests and money are influencing how our legislators are acting as opposed to what citizens actually want.
Yeah, you cited the Democracy Project. It showed that over two-thirds of Democrats and Republicans, as you just said, feel, and independents, feel very or somewhat concerned about the state of American democracy. The Edelman Trust Barometer, talk to me about that.
Yeah, so this is actually suggested by Dee and other people working on editing this article, making it the best it could be. And this is just another aspect of the article to try to put it in a national context, because it's important to recognizing that this is just serving specifically Wisconsin. But so the Edelman Trust Barometer gauged like public faith in institutions, and so it was important to quote, you know, an accredited, you know, organization that researched this, that this is also happening all over the U.S., and that 33% number of public expressing trust in the government, that is decreasing.
It's down 14 points since 2017 began.
Yeah.
There are people who think that this is actually a good thing. For example, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, famously said that he wanted to shrink the size of government so that he could drown it in a bathtub. The idea that democracy is drowning then shouldn't surprise people, should it?
I mean, there are people who think that this is this time that we're living in is one of the most powerful times for citizens to be active.
Right.
One person, like Brett Healy in my article that I interviewed, he said that, you know, citizens have the power that they want and they can get involved in well-funded groups and special interest groups and vote and go out and vote. And that's the way that citizens should be voicing their concerns.
You talked to one of the people you talked to was former Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen. He's got an interesting perspective because he served twice. He served in the 1970s and 80s and again from 2011 to 2015. Tell us about his perspective.
Yeah, so I interviewed both Senator Tim Cullen and Dale Schultz, and their perspectives were really important because it was important to get people who were inside the government who were actually seeing what was happening and the shift. So Tim Cullen was great because he talked about his experience of what he's seen when he was in the legislature. And from what he's seen is that legislators are pressured to keep their jobs and are prioritizing that because if they don't act a certain way, if they don't vote a certain way, that they'll risk losing their jobs. And that's something that he's seen a lot more recently.
Nicole Kai wrote a piece for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism exploring the increasing lack of trust Wisconsinites and people in other states have in their democratic small d institutions. Thanks for being with us this morning, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.